Today is May 5th, 2023. It's episode 220 of
Maelstrom Radio. With your hosts, Gladys and Shinter.
And welcome back, everybody, to Maelstrom Radio. My name is Peter. With me, as always, is my good friend and co-host, it's Quentin.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's also Cinco de Mayo, so
I figured you'd have more for that ready.
What was I supposed to have ready for that? I mean, it's rather we go. I mean, Revenge of the Fifth is probably more like it. Honestly, I'm not Mexican. I'm Cuban, so it's not something my culture does. You know, it's not a thing we celebrate. So. Yeah. Also,
King Day first. It's also King Day for us. Well, we celebrate that less.
Yeah. Do I have anything? I don't think I have anything on here for Cinco de Mayo.
Well, we have another holiday to add next year.
Yeah. I don't know.
Christopher says, I'm pretty sure Cinco de Mayo is an American holiday more than Mexico.
Yeah, I really think that's
that's probably accurate.
You know, I guess this is like the closest thing I have.
You sipping my soupe, Guadalupe?
It's the closest thing.
All right, then. That's completely irrelevant, but...
No? All right. Well...
Isn't Mexican Independence Day in July? I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe. I don't have anything. Really don't. Well, what are you gonna do? Welcome to Maelstrom Radio.
Between that and your waifu PCs yesterday.
I didn't make the cases.
No, but you stayed a long time on those pages.
I questioned the art style on them. That's why, because it was like one was this like, I'm your maid, and all of a sudden I am a 6-year-old girl, or which is questionable. So, but you know.
I'll say
anime
is not a holiday you put food out for the dead.
Anime waifus don't really do it for me, so.
Yep, that's fair.
So.
Same. Moving on.
The only bando I'm on is a husband. Well, what have we played since the last episode?
good segue.
Yep. Us bandos, apparently.
Well, we're going to start with that. I've been playing it. I'm going to ask what anime has been. I've been playing every now and then, just because I want a game to pass time between other things. I have been playing Honkai Star Rail. Which has been, it's actually been pretty good. The story is decent. It's something I can just kind of pick up, play a little bit, and put it down.
Yeah.
I have a trash avatar. Like, I'm not using the trash avatar, but I have a trash avatar because I'm a trash collector now. But aside from that, I did do Majora's Mask again earlier this week. We cleared the Woodfall Temple, Save the monkey. Very important. And then Guild Wars 2, as normal. Still working through Heart of Thorns. Again, third time. And yeah, lots and lots of grinding for gear. And lots of world versus world. I'm really enjoying that right now. Very surprising.
The Honkai Star Rail, like, Chili had asked me if I would ever play that on Backlogged. And Backlogged, to me, are games that I can finish. There has to be, like, some sort of conclusive ending to the...
Yeah, not for years, if it's going to have an ending.
Yeah, I think part of it also is, like, I have downloaded it. It is up to date. I jumped in it, like 3 weeks ago for 8 seconds and climbed a wall. And then logged off is their other game.
You're talking about Genshin?
Genshin, yeah.
So, yeah, that's different.
So, but this is the same developers, correct? Like it's the same.
It is, yes.
Okay.
It feels like the same engine. It's very similar in terms of the systems.
Okay.
Like you'll be familiar with all of the menus, mm-hmm. the daily aspect, the dungeon runs, the currencies, all of that sort of stuff is the same, just with a reskin.
Okay.
The way that it plays, very much the same.
Okay.
It's less open world.
By the way,
I say it's less open world because Genshin is just one big massive open world.
Yeah.
Instead of fantasy, it's sci-fi.
Okay.
It's in space.
That's a boon.
Yep. And instead of real-time combat, like Genshin, just wander around and kill things, it's turn-based.
Okay.
Which works a lot better than I was expecting it to.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I think the problem is that it's...
There's also lots of puzzles.
I'm also okay with that. I think I don't need to have 8,000 items and figure out 8,000 systems for each item. Like, I'm not a big fan of, like, well, you have to have this thing to upgrade this piece. Like, I don't like that.
So you don't like Monster Hunter either?
I like Monster Hunter because that's straightforward to me. Like, it's like
grind hundreds and hundreds of items.
I'm okay about that because it's like very straightforward. Like the what's it called? Monster Hunter Rise made it very straightforward to do that. Like it was just like go get this and you could upgrade this, and then I'm like, cool, I look good now. Thank you. I like that. Thank you very much. I'm not a fan of like. Yeah, well, that's a problem. Because Monster Hunter's glamour wasn't glamour. It was useful.
Yeah.
So, again, Monster Hunter, the superior game, really. Someone play Monster Hunter. That has an end.
Got Rise, World.
Yeah, Rise is so good. One. Rise is very good. Like, Rise is, like, great. Like, World is good. But I feel Rise is much more like the multiplayer is just so good. Just so good.
The only step down from World's multiplayer is probably Dark Souls.
Oof. Yeah, Rise, they really made a step forward because I felt it was easy. Even on Switch, it was just easy to jump in and be like, oh, okay, we're doing things now. We're just going to go hunt, which it should be. So anyway,
Christopher has it, he thinks.
Oh, see? I have it on PC as well. I have it on PC just because Raisin sold me on it. Like, Raisin's like, oh, PC's so good. It looks so good. I was like, it does look
good. It does look good. I'm still not going to play it, but...
I have it, though. I have it.
You have it.
And I have
it. You could also play it on the Switch.
I also have it on my Switch. I have both. I can go, and I can say, if I got a Steam Deck, I can play it on the go as well with that. So
that's true.
What was I doing this week? There's a little bit of Final Fantasy 14-ing.
Yeah, I did that too.
I got my weapon. I got my Hildebrand weapon. I have my Glowy weapon now.
You showed that on stream, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I played The Room, and a rubber band, ruined my day. Cause now granted, I will say, I agree with you. I think the touch controls are probably the better, the superior controls.
100%.
And I feel that rubber band situation probably wouldn't have happened if I was playing on my phone.
Yeah, I think so.
Because what had happened was there was a part where I had to take a rubber band, and I knew that. I said it on stream prior to me trying it. Like, I guarantee I'll have to use this rubber band to connect these two gears. Mm-hmm. Drag the rubber band to the two gears. It did not connect. I was like, okay, didn't work. I assumed that that wasn't for it at that point. I was like, all right, maybe there's a thing I'm missing. Searched for, I don't know, 30 minutes around this puzzle. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where this. I got quiet to a point where I was both frustrated and
it wasn't focusing. Quite 30 minutes.
It was close. It Susan had a check-in on me. Susan was like, "You're being very quiet." Susan was concerned at one point where she was like, "You're being very. Are you live? Are you okay?" Because I was like, I don't know what I did. I in my brain, the puzzle was very straightforward. Just had the rubber band, and there I go. It didn't work. Made me upset. So,
when in doubt, just keep trying.
Oh,
but it's only insane if it doesn't work eventually.
Every shape can fit through the square if you try hard enough.
That's true.
So I played the room. I stopped at the next chapter. Will I play the room again? Maybe. If I need a chill night, I think I will attempt it again.
You just finished saying that it wasn't a chill game. You're like, if I need a chill night, I'm going to play a hard puzzle game.
Frustrated. I don't think it was hard. I just think that, like, I don't feel like any part of it was hard. I felt lost that the game was like, hey, you got, like, because the game gives you everything, right, in each puzzle section, and it gives you everything. So it's very straightforward to put the puzzles together. I'm sure it'll get more difficult as it goes on, but so far it's only chapter two.
Not significantly.
Really? Okay, then I feel like it should be okay.
It adds upon the existing systems.
Okay.
And it gives you, like, more things to explore, and the puzzles get a little bit more complicated, but it's not significantly different. Okay. Gameplay wise.
So I just was foiled by rubber band, not snapping to where it should have snapped. So,
is this part of the Rusty Lake series?
No, I think it's its own thing. And, it's got lore built in. It's got
I think there's three or four games. They originally started on mobile. They are on Steam now as well. They're all puzzle games. Mm-hmm. Basically, and I have, like, this puzzle box, and you have to figure out how to get into it.
Yep.
And then it kind of goes out from there.
Yeah. Also, in chat, Susan says,
a lot of fun.
Monster Hunter looks good, but I can't figure out how to play. There are too many buttons. I'm sorry, I'm a nana. I don't think there's too many buttons. I think playing on the Switch is difficult. I think playing on the problem is the Switch controller is not good for certain things. Like, I think you need the Pro controller. Like, the OG Switch controller, not good. The Pro controller, very good. Xbox. Mm-hmm. You can play it on PC with an Xbox controller and be right as rain. So that, listen to me rant about other things. Anyway, speaking of ranting.
Hey, are you doing your 1 minute rant
this week? All right. So before we go into the rant, recently you and I talked about Final Fantasy XIV's open world and lack thereof of content in that world.
By
the way, shout out to the 10th Divine podcast. I was on that recently. So if you want to go listen to me talk about ESO, you can go do that and other MMOs as well. We discussed a little bit of everything. I was on there, and then I brought up the things that ESO did really well, and one of them was filling this world full of things you can go do. I'm gonna rant about Final Fantasy XIV's empty ass world. So 1 minute on the clock, tell me what I can go.
Ready and start.
Okay, how dare you create a beautiful world that's void of all content? I don't get it. I don't understand it. You put all this time into your story, which is phenomenal. You put all your time into your gear and your other systems to create things. You gave us a whole damn island to go play in, but you didn't put stuff in your world to play in. And I don't get that. It's one of the things that I think you can create and give people content to go do. That's fun. You could put treasure hunting, puzzles, things to go do, jumping puzzles, a myriad of things. Yes, you have hunts in the world, and yes, you have the fate trains and the hunt trains as well. But those are limited, and they only do one thing: go kill the thing, and you're done. The world is not explorable. I mean, it is, but there's nothing there. There's just like, I found a cave, and it's dumb. Do better, like, just do better with that. Right, was that? Oh, I got 5 seconds. All right. Yeah, do better. I think you can do better with that. Also, you know, I'm happy that you're going to upgrade the graphics, but upgrade your world.
you ended less than a minute early.
Oh, all right. Well, good. Add it. Do I get rollover minutes?
No.
Damn it.
You can't bank these.
Damn it.
Otherwise, by the end of the year, we'd have like a whole hour long rant.
Oh my God, that'd be so great. Susan's current Octopath Traveler 2 hour count is at 44 hours, 0.4 minutes. The same as last episode. So Susan's not played Octopath Traveler.
Susan has not played.
So, of course, so I watched, did you watch the trailer for Chrono Odyssey?
I did.
Okay. So, friend of the show,
30 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay, good. Friend of the show, Tibian Saltz, had posted a trailer in our Discord, for an upcoming MMO called Chrono Odyssey, which, I thought surprised me. I was like, how come I didn't hear about this? Well, it took me a hot day to really be like, oh, wait a minute, wait a sec, to realize that this game was announced a while back. And when it originally was announced, it was announced as a PC mobile crossover game. Like, so you'd be able to play on your phone and then play on your computer and then play with people on your phone and your computer. Apparently, they dropped the phone aspect part of it and went all in on console and upgraded the graphic system to Unreal 5. Now, I would like to hear your thoughts first.
I don't have a whole lot of thoughts on it, mainly because this game is not going to come out for a long time.
Real quick, I should also say that the trailer they have is in game, by the way. That was not, yeah, so that was all in game. Continue. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, so it was a really pretty looking game. Everything looks pretty good. Is it going to run that well once they have everyone playing it ever? Definitely not. It's not going to run as well as it looks in the trailer. Interesting concepts, but there's not really a lot of substance behind it right now. It's basically just a lot of pretty visuals and we're going to be doing stuff. So the other side of it is this game is very new. They have one trailer from a while ago. They have a trailer they just released last week. That's it. If you go to their website, it's literally one page. There's not a lot of information. There hasn't been, even they're very, very light on what the story is or the lore behind the game. And there's nothing even on the website that tells you that it's an MMO.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing about gameplay, period. So in that sense, the game seems to be very, very early on. And I would probably put it in the same category as Chronicles of Elyria when it first came out. Lots of stuff that looked really promising. It's all going to be depending on how they can deliver.
So I think one of the reasons why a lot of the stuff went away from the site, I agree, it's very scant on the site itself. I think part of that is because they got rid of a lot of I'm assuming a lot of the information and changed the direction of the game, right? I think initially, you know, hey, this is going to be a mobile PC crossover game. And that plays very differently. That acts very differently. Now it's a console PC crossover game, which great. There's very, you know, there's not a whole lot of MMOs that do that. ESO doesn't do that. ESO has separate servers for their PS5 and Xbox versions of the game. Final Fantasy.
Or a Sony thing or a Microsoft thing, one of them.
Both. Actually a ZeniMax thing. They had separate servers for those games, I think, because they launched later than the PC edition. So
I thought that I thought one of Sony or Microsoft was very adamant about like no crossplay.
I don't know. It's Sony technically.
Yeah, I think it's Sony that was pretty
Sony technically. No. So some things I do know about this game, and I would like your thoughts. So we know it's called Chrono Odyssey. So the thing we saw in the game where like you stop time and do, I don't know what the hell, like cool shinobi death kills. and or reverse time or whatever. So part of that as well is that the world is on different timelines, right? So you can go to the future, mm-hmm. the past, and the present. I think that's a cool concept. I mean, again, mm-hmm. seeing it in play is a different. So in concept, great. How that works in the world itself could do one of two things. Rather, the world's going to feel very empty because everybody's on a specific setting. Like if you look at a lot of, if you're on the website, you look at a lot of the pictures, it's like, oh, that looks like a medieval town. But then you click on other picture, mm-hmm. like, oh, that looks like the future. What's going on? Like, and then it's like, oh, those look like decayed ruins. And like, oh, those ruins don't look so decayed now. It's an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
But how will it work? The other thing is the combat is action combat, but it looks a little Soulsy to me. Like,
I was gonna say, this is basically Dark Souls the MMO in terms of how the combat looks and feels.
So, not a bad thing. I don't necessarily hate Souls combat too much. I think it's rewarding when it does. It's gonna
depend on the handling.
That as well.
Dark Souls 1, not great handling.
Not great. Yeah, I know Dark Souls 3. I think got better. I think that was the one that where they were like, hey,
really was not bad.
Remnant wasn't bad. I know Elden Ring is pretty good. Like the combat, literally everybody's
Bloodborne's okay.
Yeah, Bloodborne's combat's good as well.
The netcode is also very important.
That too. Chili said that Microsoft blocked crossplay during the Xbox One era, and Sony blocked crossplay during the start of the PS5 era. Can we all just get along?
No.
Okay.
That'd be too easy.
Also, some of the concept art's crazy looking. Like, a lot of it is very, like, Geiger-esque in drawing.
So that one we know changes a lot. You've seen concept art for every game that we've played, and they always look so much better than the final project.
Oh, for sure.
There's limitations.
But in terms of, like, design, I mean, it looks very Geiger-esque. So it's very, like, ooh, it looks like bone but also metal and machine, like there's that mixture of like skeletal structure and what could be like former like flesh, and like that's a cool design. You don't see it a lot in MMOs. I think the last time we saw something similar to that design is Void Arc in Final Fantasy IV. That's the closest I can sort of find something similar to that design, because Void Arc was very like, ooh, that looks like a flesh wall. And or the dungeon from this, the beginning dungeon of Endwalker, also had a similar design as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but again, we're looking at like older, you know, graphics and older design. So Chrono Odyssey, interesting. I like the enemies that they've shown so far. They look cool. Like the world movers. That's
the main how it'll see when they have a giant dragon in the middle of an area that plops down and starts killing people.
That are you talking about the purple dragon at the end of the trailer?
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, that one, that the one they had like a skate ramp for a head.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I know they had a whole bunch of people wandering around trying to kill it. Like that's going to be hectic.
It's going to be hectic. That's also, yeah, that the net code on that's got to be good. It's got to be good.
Now, like, you're worried about the different like time travel pieces. Those are effectively just zones. Right, we already have that in existing MMOs. They're different zones, right? People decide to stay in one or go to another.
Yeah,
how populated the zones are depends on what zones, what's available at the zone. So I think it'll be the same problem in terms of where people are going to be in that population.
Can you imagine talking to your friend like, "Where are you? The present."
Where are you? 500 years ahead of you.
I'm living in the past.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of good jokes around that.
Oh, there sure is.
And as far as like the time travel mechanic or the time manipulation, I feel like it's going to be a localized piece. So very similar to like, I did like the ice magic example that they had in there where it was just like spell and then it froze everything and then everything shattered. That was cool. But same sort of idea where everything around you might just freeze for a second, you execute your ability and then it unfreezes and does it. So it's kind of like a mini stun plus your ability. Same thing with like the reversals, just the last few things didn't happen. It's a heal or a revive. There's a whole bunch of ways that they could do it that are very similar to existing mechanics. So I'm not too worried about how they could potentially do it.
Mm-hmm. So they're the makers, Inpixel is the maker of Grand Saga, which is a multi-platform MMORPG, so the original phone PC crossover game. So again, it's a wait and see. There's not a whole lot of games that are due, MMOs that are doing cross between the three, you know, console and PC. So
Final Fantasy minus Xbox for now.
Yeah, for now, again, for I mean, again, it would be
Elder Scrolls, Planetside.
But true cross, like actually like playing with each other. Like, I don't think a whole lot are actually doing three-way crossover.
I don't think anything's doing three-way because Sony.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Which?
Warframe? Does it do all three platforms cross?
I don't know if Warframe does cross on all. Does it do Warframe? Crossplay, PC, console.
Yep. PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch can all play together.
Oh, and Switch?
Yep.
Good.
Don't think I'd want to play Warframe on a Switch, but
good on Warframe. Good on Warframe for getting that done. Who knew? The whole MMO where you get to be space ninjas or whatever. I gotta give Warframe and credit. The way that game started and the way that game is now is totally different. Like there, I've never seen anything like that where it's like where you're just a hallway running and gunning sort of game, but then at the end of it, it's like, well, we have open worlds and we're playing. Now they're playing in like some sort of like cross, like I don't know. They're playing in two different multiverse thing. I don't know what's going on with this new expansion, but it looks crazy.
I know it has fishing.
It does have fishing. That too. It's got missions. Mm-hmm. I got a weird flesh dog or something. I got like a baloney dog. I don't know what's going on with it.
Dog meat.
Dog. It's actually, she's a she and she's nice. She's very cute. Got a little like a, she's got a proboscis.
not quite dog.
No, it's a dog. She go woof. She just got a proboscis. Like, she's different. She built different. Letter from the Producer Live, Part 77, is happening next Friday. Japanese audio. Japanese audio only. No English.
That's fine. I'm not going to stay up and watch the entire thing. We've done that a few times. It's not.
Is it happening late or is it happening in the morning? Because usually now they've been doing it at like 7 a.m. my time, which I know you're not awake at that point, but I am.
Yeah.
So
I think that part of it is going to be like if they're doing Japanese only audio, they can do it during Japanese main time, right? Like they don't have to wait.
No.
It's the same time. It's 7 a.m. your time, 4 a.m. my time, which makes it a lot better for, I think that's probably afternoon or evening.
For them? For Japan. Honestly, I'm okay with that because I can wake up at 7 a.m. and like I can get ready for work a little early while I listen to it and look at the Reddit
Discord. Yeah, it'd be 8 p.m. for them.
Reddit and look at the Reddit Discord for translation. So I believe we're getting the patch at the end of this month. So
yeah. So May 23rd makes sense, Chili. It's the standard guess that I've been hearing everywhere.
So we'll see. No. Oh, go ahead. All right. No, let's see.
I'm changing the final topic. So
okay. So I was gonna say, like, to me, I mean, we'll see what's coming. I don't think there's gonna be a whole lot. I mean, I know they're adding a new fishing boat location for Kugane. They're adding a new multi-level dungeon in Kugane as well, so like a new multi-choice dungeon, which I think we'll do. I think that'll be fun. new story. I mean, like, we're gonna go I don't know. I mean, it's
NFTR hopping into Final Fantasy content day one. It's gonna depend. I think
technically, it falls on backlog day.
I will probably hop in.
It falls on backlog day, so probably.
It does, yeah. So you have a reason to play now.
I have a reason to go in and go look at it and look at the spooky man on the throne.
Yep.
On the moon throne.
This is also, I was thinking that was a new other raid. Pandemonium raids. Yeah, I could take it or leave it. I'll do them eventually, but I don't have to do them day one.
So there's a great theory going around. I know it's not in our notes, but I kind of want to talk to you about it. I know. All right, let's hold it. Let's go answer Susan's question. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Because that's going
to
be.
MMOs have to have fishing in order to be deemed an MMO. No, but it helps.
It does help. They don't have to have it. But if they do add it, it's great. Like, yeah. And if they can get away from the concept of just click, reel it in, click, reel it in.
Fishing is not required, but all great MMOs have fishing.
Yeah. And it's welcome. Like, it's a welcome aspect to the game.
Yeah. Yeah, see, fishing is great in all games.
Yeah. Fishing's chill. Okay. So
it is chill.
It's the chillest.
Well, unless you're trying to go for like the big ones, and then it's stressful.
The big ones are always stressful. So there is a theory about the Pandemonium raid that the Pandemonium raid series and the main storyline will swoop. So whatever is going to happen in the main storyline is going to affect Pandemonium, and Pandemonium, whatever is happening with Pandemonium is going to affect the main storyline, and it's going to go. So there's,
I mean, it's possible, but it's a direction that they haven't ever done, and they have tried to stay away from.
I know. So, I'm
also doubtful, Chili.
I loved the theory of it, though. Listen,
it is a neat theory.
It's a great theory, because the idea of, like, well, you know, because at the end of, you know, spoilers, of course, at the end of Pandemonium last time, it's like, well, wait a minute, that wasn't there. and I thank you, Susan. It'd be nice if Final Fantasy took a big chance like that and got out of their comforts. I agree.
It's not so much a chance, though. It is a content gating piece. Their goal is that you play the main story and you have all the context to complete everything, and they don't want to force people to have to go do those raids in order to have the full content. Chili said the exact same thing as I was saying it. So, like, yeah, like, they don't want to force people to do that. People were not happy when they had to do that with the Crystal Tower, but before the Crystal Tower became relevant in the main story, it became a requirement of the main story. So unless they're also going to make the Alliance raids, or sorry, not the Alliance, the Pandemonium raids required to do the story, which would be a significant departure and a lot of content to go through, I don't think that they will converge.
We can't say never, because they've done it.
Not with Alliance raids.
I mean,
or sorry, not with the 8-person raid.
But who says they won't? But what if they gave people the option to do them, but they gave them the NPCs to play with? Like, and it made it slightly easier. Like, all right, it's not gonna be as brutal. You can play with your.
I don't know if you can do that easily.
Play with your robots. I mean, they could. I mean, why couldn't they?
I'm trying to think how those fights work.
Those normal raids aren't that difficult. Like, the normal versions aren't that difficult.
No, but they do have a lot of mechanics that I don't know if they would be able to script easily. When they did a lot of the scripting for the older dungeons, they had to simplify them a lot.
They did, but they did scripting for Hydaelyn.
Yes.
And Hydaelyn.
That's one fight. If we don't know how hard that was, maybe they did that and they're like, ooh, nope.
I don't know, because they did it for, didn't they do it for?
It no, wasn't.
They didn't do it for Instagram.
There's no other 8-person full that's party right. content. They didn't do it for Instagram. Zodiac didn't even get it.
You said they're not that difficult. They're not that difficult.
Yeah, but you don't do it on a time. If you're trying to clear something in the last 15 minutes,
you usually
clear it in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you don't do it right before the server shut down, because then you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. You're getting like Jimmy 3 shots in and like no life Carol and me. Look at me. Not spicy enough. So I don't know. I'm here for it. I would like to see him cross over. I would love to see it.
I'd be interested. I honestly, if they're going to cross over story from other content, I don't want them to cross over that Pandemonium story. I want them to cross over the previous 80 quest story.
Previous 80
so quest story. Way back when we had the Warring Triads.
Yeah.
We had Unikaha who's involved with that.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, okay.
And we had if you leveled all your classes, not if you leveled one of each class to 80, you got a combined quest at the end, and eventually that was also tying into the 13th and some of the stuff in the mage storyline in terms of anyways, a kid who opens void portals. But there's that whole piece of story, and I think that would be really good to tie back in, because we haven't really had a good resolution of that story. Again, I haven't played, maybe they've done something with the class quests in this, it's like at 90, but I think that would be a good story, especially because of how the main story is interfacing with the 13th right now. And we could use something that can make a void portal at the moment. Yeah, exactly, right?
All right, I need you, real quick, stop the show for a second. You and I need to break this sentence down. I'm such a troll, though. This is from Chili. I'm such a troll, though. I have every job to 90, and I still haven't accepted my Armaro mount. Who is he trolling? Because it sounds like he's trolling himself.
Oh, yeah, it's himself.
Yeah.
Remember how long it took him to unlock flying?
But yeah, it took a bet.
Yeah.
Chili, you're only hurting yourself. Chili, do you think Chili like walks by the mirror and just like chuckles at himself? He's like, I gotcha.
Every time he turns the game off and you just see the blank screen. You see that reflection looking back and you're like, oh.
Yeah, evil, you like troll Chili. Troll Chili looks back. All right, we could use someone that can make a void portal at the moment. We could use somebody that can make a void portal. So that's probably gonna happen. The only reason I'm saying it is because somebody noticed on the key art on the website. God, what's the name of the daddy in Pandemonium. No, in Pandemonium. Oh.
Golbez? No.
Golbez is going to come in. In Pandemonium.
You're not talking about the lead person?
No, I'm talking about the one that, well, the one that, like, took over Thancred, like, the asshole.
Oh, Labrea.
Labrea, okay. So someone noticed that behind Golbez is the mask, so what, the adjacent mask image of La Habrea, yeah. But it's like the bottom half of it, so it's like, ooh, so the rest of La Habrea's mask is behind Golbez, so a lot of people are like, oh, okay, like the two things are gonna slorp together in one big slorp pile. Chili says
to they could just blame the whole thing on La Habrea anyway without having to link it back, because honestly, most of 2.0 is his fault too.
Fair. To be honest, I was expecting the void portal stuff to be the new Eureka Boja instance originally, because they talked you can't be there long, and I thought that we would go in, make a camp in the area, and then next patch a different camp. Well, Chili, you know, they promised a lot of things, like umbrellas that could fly in 2.0 and then sell them later on the shop for
they did.
No.
Wait, if they finally made good on that promise.
No, for MGP. Not. For MGP. and I bought it. And you know what? Someone is just disappointed in you, and that someone is me.
It's okay. He doesn't have it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Why? I shan't be discussing it any further with someone that doesn't have it tomorrow.
Neither do you, but hey.
Yeah, but that's based on, I chose that life.
Yeah.
Susan says, I'm just happy Aaron Ville is coming back into the mix in this upcoming patch. I'm sure he'll leave to see the end of it.
This is the 0.4 patch. It's usually the patch where someone dies.
Someone dies in 0.4, so it's probably Aaron Ville. Because I hate to say
it. They wouldn't kill him off. People would get really upset with that.
They're not gonna kill anybody in the fun group off either. I think they all have plot armor at this point.
We'll see.
Who are they gonna kill? Like, who's in the mix that they're gonna kill? Because they're not gonna kill what's her face?
Zero.
Oh, they might kill Zero, but Zero's gonna die later on.
I would really hate that because I really like them and I want them to stay around. But I could Zero definitely
stays,
see them.
Or Zero away. Stays around. I mean, I'm okay with both. I mean, Zero and I forget all the characters' names now. What the hell's his name? Silver-haired Dragoon.
Astinian?
Astinian. Oh my god. It's what happened today, bud. Don't worry. It's not the game. It's just me. I'm having a day.
Yep. Yep. That's
I don't think Astinian's gonna die either.
Oh no.
If anything, Zero and Astinian are like, I don't know. I feel like they're the two people that they have like the same like attitude almost. like they're drinking, but they're not you don't ship them. They're just drinking buddies. Does that make sense? Like they're the two that talk shit about everybody else in the corner of the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's the one where like Astinian looks at Zero, Zero looks at Astinian, but they both think the same thing that, you know, Thancred did something stupid.
I don't know. I feel like Astinian would be on the same page as Thancred. They have this. They share the same brain cell.
Oh no. Were you saying Zero, Thancred, and Astinian all share one brain cell?
I don't see Zero. I think Zero would get along better with Alize than those two.
Maybe, but Alize has friends. Like Alize is cool with wants to save.
Zero's getting there.
Yeah, it's taking too long.
To be fair, they started much later than Alize.
Yeah.
And Chile's right. Kral's a big part of 7.X, but. Right. They're probably safe, but we've said that before.
I mean, I know the big thing is that Final Fantasy IV is a big deal. I know a big thing in 4 is that the twins get turned to stone. So, I mean, we have two twins in this game, so they could technically turn them to stone if they really wanted to. I think they'd get better before the end of the expansion, but if they wanted to. Could do it. Could it be done? Absolutely. Will it be done? Who knows? So, I don't know, man. I want more Final Fantasy 14. I'm ready, I think, for the next expansion. Also, I don't even know how to say the new Pandemonium raid to Anabasios. Bezos.
And Bezos?
Jeff kisses.
Anabasis? I think.
The serene expanse of the ethereal seas marred by the sudden appearance of the Pandemonium, which is across the aeons to threaten the source of life itself. The walls loom unmanned. But you know well what horrors lay beyond them, and the silence can hear a stirring. I'm sure everything will be fine. Also, I'm a new dungeon boss. So there's that. So if you want to fight me in the Aether Font, you can go do that. the new Unreal fights in Containment Bay Z1 T9. So. I'm sure Quentin and I want to relive that again.
I never did Zeron really when it was current content.
Oh, I did. I don't think I want to relive it again. Zeron was hard.
I mean, I did it, but I don't think I really like. I definitely didn't do the extreme for Zeron.
I did.
Skip Sword just banned. I hope that in the store is in the Unreal trial, and I hope they made it unskippable.
you know they did. And then additional duty support for Stormblood. Crimson Sunset's Hero to Rise, Warriors of Light would join Lys, he and Gosetsu. And Cyan allies to bring peace to Alamigo and Doma once more. So, you know, I can go run dungeons and hang out with, Lys. Actually, I'd rather just hang out with Gosetsu. That really
warm. I was going to say, you would think that Lys would have better things to do with their time. Gosetsu, I can understand, but.
Cool. Now, here's the thing, though. Now you can go run that one dungeon that can drop that mount now without having to run it with other people. You can just run it with, like, the NPCs.
Oh, is that the... Which one is that?
The wall? No. Yeah, no, it's the castle. Doman Castle? Doman Castle.
You can do the Moogle things and get it now. Oh, Doma Castle. Alamigo?
Is it Alamigo? It might be Alamigo.
I have no idea.
It all starts to blur together.
It's all that deserty area.
How many years have we been doing this?
The one with Xenos at the end. That's
yeah.
And do you any don't... of them have? Yeah. That's
it's Alamigo.
Oh,
because the Siren Song Sea, Bardam's Metal, Doma Castle.
Yeah, no,
it's not Doma Castle. It's not Castrum of Banya. It's Alamigo.
Yeah. Castrum was
patch content. It's in the Moogle thing right now? Oh, boy. Yeah. I got to go get our blue mages up so we can go do the easy content. Get those Moogle tombstones and buy our...
We got 2 weeks.
Or whatever the hell that thing is. Let's call it the donkey mount. Is it a donkey? Why would we have a donkey mount? Whenever we get to patch 7.0 and we go to the new world, there better be a burrow mount someplace.
Have you looked at any of the mounts that we have? We have zero, like, normal mounts.
I mean, we have horses.
Yeah, but if you look at the horses, they're all, like, flame, ice, lightning. There's no normal horse.
Normal horse.
we just... That's, like, a rare mythical creature in the game.
Normal
horses.
There are some.
What normal horse exists as a mount?
Yeah, Chili. Show me one normal horse.
The
one from heaven on high. What normal horse is on heaven on high? Yeah, Quentin and I looking on heaven on high now. This Chili's trolling us.
Okay, that is a somewhat normal looking horse. Somewhat. It is closer to a normal horse.
It's normal horse adjacent.
Yeah.
As far as flying horses go, the Juetti is definitely the one of the coolest. You can get this thing?
Yeah, that's the Heaven on High mount.
You just have to clear it four times. You need a bracelet.
You can't clear it once, though.
Yeah, you need a bracelet, an earring, a necklace, and a ring to get this horse. I need those four things.
With our powers combined.
So it's not a normal horse. It's a horse that you need jewelry to summon. Chili, I would like to point out that the hardest horses to get in the game are the normal horses. just putting it out there that the easiest, the hardest horses are the normal horses. Who knew? Flame horse? You can go get 50 flame horses right now. We can stop everything right now and go get 10 flame horses back to back. There's 2 points where we just threw away the flame horse whistle. We're just like, we don't even need this. Bloop, this goes right in the trash. Although Nightmare Steed is the one that I think not everybody has. I still have it. I feel bad for anybody that doesn't have it. You have a nightmare? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I've had it before you.
Did you get
You've seen it drop and just thrown it away? I think so.
No, because I had a nightmare before you did. Because that was one of the ones where I was like, finally.
Wow. Yeah, no, I've had Nightwear for a while.
I only remember when I get mounts before you, and I'm like, yay! I did it.
Yeah.
Did the thing. Oh.
We need that dragon to come back.
Oh. So is there any, other than the new content we're waiting for, is there anything, also I want to call it the Jedi mount. Is there anything else in like Final Fantasy world right now that's besides Blue Mage that like you're looking forward to?
Not in particular. Like I'll come back and play the patch, but it's kind of a, that's about it.
I don't know what happened.
If people want to run stuff then.
But I feel like this expansion started real strong and got kind of
The expansion started really strong. It ended really strong, but it ended. Right? Unlike other expansions about where there before. Was always meanwhile.
Meanwhile, yeah, there's no meanwhile.
It was just, it ended. Mm-hmm. New story. The next relic step.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm okay. Honestly, I like the new relic steps. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I like that they're tied to Hildebrand. The Hildebrand story has been top tier Hildebrand. It is so good. So good. So I'm glad that you don't even have to get the weapon to keep doing them. Like that's how good it is. Like it's worth just doing Hildebrand.
Mm-hmm.
So just going to do the Bozja storyline is just worth it. You don't have to do the weapon for Bozja, just go do the storyline. Because that eventually will come back. Like they left that loose thread somewhere. So who the hell knows when that's gonna come back to us.
7.0.
Oh my god, please. The problem is do it now. Don't wait to 7.0 to do that one, because it's like, well, we just ended the Garlean Empire. No, it's different.
I mean, it might be good to wait because then it'll be active again.
No, it's a different Garlean Empire. Different. Saying they're in the desert. It's hot. Cold Garlean. It's cold. Hot Garleans are hot.
Will Peter ever conquer Eureka? That would require other people to be in Eureka.
See, there you go. That's the real kicker. Is anybody doing Eureka to make that worth going into?
No.
So I'm hyped for my scholar to be able to summon Carbuncle.
Yes.
Well, bots are. Oh, boy. Well, there we go. That's welcome to the world of Final Fantasy XIV. What's on the media page? Anything good there? No? Nothing, huh?
Well. I think that's about it for this.
Oh, boy. Is there any Arendelle artwork here?
Probably not.
That's a sad day. There's a bun boy. A bun boy there.
Oh. It's not Arendelle.
It's not Arendelle. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, you would know.
I got a question because before we get out of here, you got your play through the Blue Quest storyline. Did you get to the part yet where you find out about
the Masked Carnival?
Okay. Did you? Yes. But did you find out
the second one?
But did you find out about the other continent yet? Has Ceruleum be mentioned at all?
Oh yeah. That's all in the other story. But the other continent was mentioned. On the first quest, I believe.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where Blue Magic came from.
Yes.
Or the training came from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just interested in that. Just wondering. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've seen all the Ceruleum storyline.
Okay. I'm okay, good. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Any thoughts about that?
I haven't finished it because you have to finish the Masked Carnival to do it. But
I haven't finished Masked Carnival either, so I know there's there's other parts of the Masked Carnival, so I know, but... I hope that's where we're going. Like, I hope that's, I don't know if we'll go there right away. I think that might, maybe not 7.0, but.
Yeah, maybe eventually, but maybe, not right yet.
8.0, maybe, so.
Maybe, even a 7 patch.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a big thing.
Hi!
I don't think it's going to be a big continent or anything.
Oh, I think it will be. I think it's going to be America.
No.
Yep.
I think it'll be pretty small, considering one, we've never really heard of it. Two, there's nothing that's really come out of it. If it was big, we should have had more trade. Like, we've heard of
areas
and Doma and all of that.
I thought they said that everything to the west was spooky, scary, couldn't get over there. Like, it's hard to get over to that continent, right? Like,
then two random people couldn't just cross over and back a few times.
No, not unless you're Blue Mage.
Well, I mean, like, that's because
you could barf fish the whole way.
The things that they get at the end of that quest that they have to move back and forth are presumably you'd need a way to get there. But it'd be a Latin American type world. I could see that. Yep.
Yeah,
fine. Especially looking at the like clothing of the indigenous population that we're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it being Latin American.
I hope. Say goodbye. Wow, papooses. Oh my god, delicious.
It's a new mount.
What, the papoosa?
Yeah.
Or the arepa.
No, papoosa.
Oh, okay.
It's the giant paisa. You're sitting in the poos. You're sitting in the poos. Just wrapped up, coddled nicely.
I do not think we can name this episode "Sitting in the Poos," but I really want to call it that.
Yeah, we can call it Paisa Pusa. Look, it's alliterated.
It is alliterated.
Oh.
Well.
And with that,
you go.
We can't go after that.
No, you can't. We peaked. So you can watch us live. We play games here on Twitch in addition to recording our podcast, this podcast that you're listening to right now with your ears. Or your eyes, if you're watching this on YouTube. And by the way, you should share this with your friend, your relative, your enemies, or grandma. Grandma might like us. Mm-hmm. We're grandma approved, honestly. We post our weekly Twitch schedule on Twitter, Tumblr, and Discord. Our next podcast recording is Friday, May 19th. We'll be chatting with Final Fantasy XIV content creator and not actual Karen, Chili Farmer. So. If you want to find out why Chili Farmer leaned into the Karens, we'll find out. I'm excited. So
this will be the second chili we've had on.
Yeah, a different chili.
Episode 220, Grandma approved.
Yeah. Finally.
It's already on the list. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Well.
All right.
Well, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. Love you all. Quentin, you want to tell everybody bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
And as always, till sea swallows all! Keep listening.
Maelstrom Radio is brought to you by Flatus, Shinter, and me, Susan Sprinkle. Join us for live podcast recordings and game streams on twitch.tv/maelstromradio. Give us your feedback. Send an email to show@maelstromradio.com. And please check out all of our links at linktr.ee/maelstromradio. Views and opinions expressed by our hosts and guests do not reflect the views and opinions of any companies discussed on this episode.